Good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. We'd like to begin first by thanking our host, one and only Jake Weinman. Jake, thank you so much for all of your tireless effort, your diligence, your excitement, your passion in bringing us together every night of the week, every day of the year to learn the Holy Torah. Jake, thank you. We are really indebted to you, especially coming to the Yom Tov of Shavuot, the Yom Tov of Torah. It's a very special time. And again, our sincere appreciation goes out to you. Likewise, we always have to thank our special technical assistant, the one and only Mitch Green, for his diligence and his excellence in all things technical. And he's also a very good friend. Wonderful, wonderful person. Halavai, we shall all be emulate his good midos. We're going to learn tonight Lezeche Ul'ili Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. We want to thank our sponsor for always dedicating the shir in his memory. And may this neshama have an aliyah. And as well, we also want to keep on being misfalel for the hostages and for their families. And for the Chayolim who are putting their lives on the line for us in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very dangerous tekufa, very dangerous time. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect them, the mispal for them. May this learning be a zechus that everything should go their way. Hashem should protect them and bring them home safely. I would like this week to learn about Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, in honor of being that Shavuos is around the corner. I would like to say an idea. Shavuos and Yirat Hashem is in a week from this Tuesday night. And in honor of the Yom Tov, I want to share with you an idea relating to the Yom Tov. Very simple idea. Yom Tov of Shavuos is all about Torah. It's all about Zman, in the Nusach HaTfilah, Zman, Matan, Torah, saying Hashem has given us the Torah. And one of the most important things about the Torah, in addition to, of course, learning the Torah, is a halacha. So Gemara Masech the Bracha says that before we learn Torah, we have an obligation to recite a bracha. There are only two brachas in the entire Torah that are derais. One bracha is the bracha of Brachas Hamazon, Yachalta v'savata uverachta es Hashem Elokecha, ala aretz hatoiva asher nosan lach. And the only other bracha that's in the deraisa that's biblical is Brachas HaTorah. The Gemara has various psukim to tell us this halacha ki shem Hashem ekra havu goydel elokeinu. There are different sources for this halacha, this concept that before we partake, before we enjoy, before we engage in the study of Torah, we are required to make a bracha. So I want to dedicate this year to a riddle. If it's proper to call it a riddle, but to throw out a question, and then to answer the question in the best way that we can, and in the process of doing so, to bring out some ideas about the chashivus, the uniqueness of Torah, as it relates to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and we'll try to accomplish a few things in this way. What is the question? What is the riddle I'm posing and challenging all of our choshev listeners? The question is, in total, how many blessings did Chazal compose in honor of the Torah? When I say a blessing, I mean a blessing with Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, where Hashem's name is part of the bracha, full-fledged bracha. So many people will say, well, you know, in the morning, Birchas HaShachar, when we wake up in the morning, there are 18 blessings that we recite when we wake up in the morning, and two of those blessings are Birchas HaTorah. Every morning we recite the Baruch HaTorah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedoshanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu La'asoik B'Divrei Torah. And then we add a paragraph of Harivna, and then we recite another blessing, which we likewise recite when we get an Aliyah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasan Lanu Es Torasoi. Baruch Atah Hashem Noseinu Torah. So right then and there, We have two blessings. But the truth is, many of the commentators, many of the Poskim, they tell us that it's not two, it's really three. There is the first blessing, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah, and then the paragraph that begins with the words V'ha'arevna, Hashem Elokeinu b'finu, is a completely separate blessing. It's a blessing in and of itself. And it also, to a degree, begins with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, being that it is juxtaposed to the first blessing of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Tzivanu La'asoik v'divrei Torah. It's called the Bracha HaSemucha L'Chaverta. Whenever we have two blessings that are back to back, we do not begin the second blessing with the expression Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, because the expression Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam on the preceding blessing is applied to the second blessing. So really, in total, in the morning, when we wake up in the morning and we recite the collection of blessings in the Siddur before we begin Pesukei DeZimra, we are really reciting three blessings. And before we go further, let's appreciate the significance of these three blessings. If we were to study all of the blessings that we recite throughout the entire year, and that's quite a long list. In fact, every day we recite 100 blessings, 100 blessings a day. But putting aside the blessings that are part of prayer, when we bless Hashem, generally, every single blessing fits into one of three categories. Let's explain. We have the blessing that we recite when we do a mitzvah. This is called the bracha birchos hamitzvahs. When we take a lulav and an esrog, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Tzivanu al netilas lulav. When we put on tefillin, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Tzivanu lehaniach tefillin. Every time we do a mitzvah, one of the tayag mitzvahs, generally we recite a blessing, and the blessing begins with the expression Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah. You have commanded us. You have sanctified us with your commandments, Vitzivanu, and you have commanded us to do the mitzvah. That's one category. Another category is what's called a birchas hanenin. Whenever we derive pleasure from anything in this world, we first recite a blessing. In fact, Chazal tell us it is forbidden to derive pleasure from anything in this world unless we recite a blessing. When we eat food, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihyeh Bidvaro. Borei Pri Ha'etz, Borei Pri Ha'adam, Borei Minei Mezonos, HaMotzi Lechem Min Aretz. Before we derive pleasure, we have to recite a blessing. Even when we have pleasure from sunning, from fragrances, when we put on our shoes, She'asali Kol Tzarki, before we derive pleasure, we recite a blessing. And then there's a third category of blessings, which are called the Birchas HaShevach, where we give praise to Hashem. We give praise when we come out of the Beis HaKisei and we recite Asher Yotzah. It's a blessing of praise. If we witness lightning, thunder and lightning, Shekoichai Grosoi Mol HaOlam, Oisemai Sederacious. It's a whole category of blessings that we recite where we are just giving praise to Hashem. These are the general blessings. And when we think about it, and we look at the blessings that we recite for the Torah in the morning by Birchas HaShachar, and we take note that there are three blessings, it's not a coincidence that the three blessings capture the three concepts of brachas. Number one, the first bracha of Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Tzivanu la'asoik b'divrei Torah is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Just like when we take a little of an esrog, we make a bracha on doing the mitzvah, so too when we learn Torah, the learning of Torah, the studying of Torah, it is a commandment. V'limadetem oisamos v'nechem. There is a mitzvah to learn, there's a commandment to learn and study Torah. So we begin the day with making a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah Tzivanu, You have commanded us, lasso, to be busy, b'divrei. The second blessing, v'harezno, is a blessing of pleasure. The word harev means may it be enjoyable, may it be sweet, may it be pleasurable. The blessing of a harev na Hashem Elokeinu is divrei sarasecha b'finu v'fi amecha beis Yisrael v'niyeh anachnu v'tzatzoenu. This is a blessing of pleasure, corresponding to the category of the Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas HaNenin, like when we make a Shahakol or Bari Priyu Adama, Bari B'nei Mezonos. And the third blessing, Asher Bo Charbonu Mikol HaAmim, V'nos Alonu Es Toiru Asoi, this is a Birchas HaShevach, a blessing of praise. We thank Hashem that He has selected us from all of the nations and has given us His Torah, Asher Bo Charbonu Mikol HaAmim, V'nos Alonu Es Toiru Asoi. Okay, so right off the bat, we've already demonstrated that there are at least three blessings on the Torah. But there's more. Let's talk about the bracha of Ahava Rabba and the bracha of Ahavas Olam. Twice a day, before we recite Kriya Shema, we recite a blessing on the Torah. In the morning, it begins with Ahava Rabba right before Kriya Shema. And we ask Hashem, Sein b'libeinu l'chovin u'l'haskil l'shmoya l'ilmot u'l'lamed l'shmar v'lasos v'kayim eskol b'ivrei salmut ha'asecha v'ahava. Clear, blatant prayer, blessing. Baruch atah Hashem ha'bocher b'yamo yishol v'ahava, a blessing on the Torah. And the proof is that a person has a doubt if he recited Birchas HaTorah, the halacha is, a person should have in mind, then when he recites Ahava Rabba, this should be the Birchas HaTorah. And when one finishes Shemona Esrei, he should immediately learn a few words of Torah. So this can be the Birchas HaTorah. And the same thing is true for Ahavas Olam. When we daven Ma'ariv, the Brach of Ahavas Olam, Ahavtanu, is also a blessing on the Torah. We also make mention, also expresses all the different ideas of the study of Torah. And to this, and the same rule applies to the person if he takes a nap during the day for a significant period of time and he wants to learn Torah at night. It says in many of the halachic sefarim that a person should have in mind when he davens Ma'ariv and he says Ahavas Olam, this should be Birchas HaTorah, because there is a dilemma as what to do when one takes a nap during the day. Perhaps taking the nap during the day, it cancels, it terminates the bracha he made in the morning, and now he needs to make another bracha before he learns Torah. So the halacha is that we do not make another bracha, but if a person is planning to learn at night in the evening after davens Ma'ariv, he cannot lose out. It would be advisable that he should have in mind when he says the bracha Havas Olam, to say, to have in mind that this should be the Birchos HaTorah. So we see in the world of halacha that these two blessings certainly are counted as Birchos HaTorah. So far, we're up to five. Three in the morning, and Ahava Rabba, and Ahavas Olam. Now we come to number six. Number six is a very significant bracha. It's the bracha of that we recite after we read the Torah. When a person gets an Ali, he's called to the Torah, he recites two blessings. The first blessing is Asher Bo Charbonu. And after the Aliyah is over, he recites a different blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Lanu Toiras Emes. Lechaye Olam Nota Besrecheinu. Baruch atah Hashem Noseinu Atayot. And this bracha, I personally feel, is much more significant than many of the other blessings. For one simple reason, it is impossible for a person on his own to recite this blessing. It is impossible for a person, whenever he wants, okay, you know what, today I want to make the blessing Asher Nasa Lanu, you have given us Tiras Emes, a true Torah. You can't do it. It's impossible. You have to be called to the Torah. The Kehillah, the Gabbai, has to decide. There has to be a decision made by the tzibur or by their representative that you are deserving to recite such a blessing. All the other blessings, the person can, you're obligated to make the blessings every day on your own. But to make the blessing, Asher nosan lanu Torah emes, for a person to be able to declare that the Torah is true, you have to be a person of integrity, a person who has a high standing in the community where the Gabbai will deem you worthy to be called to the Torah to recite that blessing. It's a very powerful blessing, and it's certainly a blessing on the Torah, and it has a lot of weight in the fact that you have to be called up to the Torah to recite this blessing. So, Rabbi Sai, we're up to number six. The three of Birchas HaShachar, Ahava Rabbah, Ahavas Olam, and now Asher Nosan. But we're not done yet. There is one more very powerful blessing that we recite on the Torah with Hashem's name, a full-fledged blessing. It's a little more tricky, but I believe that this last blessing, blessing number seven, relates very, very much to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And which blessing am I referring to? The second blessing of Birchas Hamazon. When we eat bread, we first make the first blessing, Hazones HaOlam, and then we begin a very long blessing, a blessing that we call Noideh Lecha, that was composed, the legend, the tradition, by Yehoshua ben Nun. Noideh Lecha Hashem Elokeinu al shenchalta la'avoseinu eretz chemda. We thank you, Hashem, you have bequeathed to our ancestors a land that is desirable, toiva, rechava, expansive. And then we list off a collection of ideas. Ya'al shahot seisonu Hashem Elokeinu Yeretz Mitzrayim, if the son of you took us out of Egypt. And we thank Hashem for bris milah, v'yal b'rischa, shechasamta, b'vsareinu. And then comes three critical words. The al, we thank you, Hashem, for toirosecha shelimadetanu. We thank you for the Torah that you have taught us. It's very interesting that Torah is included in this blessing. It's so critical. Chazal tell us very clearly, if a generally, when a person makes a long blessing and he leaves out a couple of words here, a couple of words there, even a major chunk of the blessing, most of the time, the person has fulfilled his obligation. Of course, he didn't do the right thing. He leave out a couple of words, leave out a couple of sentences. That's not correct. But there are very few parts of the blessing that are critical. Every blessing has to be, analyzed individually, which words are critical, which words are not critical. But Chazal tell us with no uncertain terms that if a person leaves out in this very long blessing of Noda Lecha mention of the Torah, the Al Torasecha Shelima Detanu, one has not fulfilled his obligation and is obligated not only to repeat this blessing, generally you have to repeat the entire benching. So what does that tell us? It's an integral part of the blessing. And when we conclude this blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem al Eretz Yal HaMazon, we're not just thanking Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. An intrinsic part of this blessing is thanking Hashem for Torasecha Shelima Adetanu, to thank Hashem for the Torah. And I'd like to suggest, I think that we can suggest that this seventh blessing on the Torah is extremely significant to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. What is the unique mitzvah of Shavuos? The Torah doesn't tell us anything about Matan Torah. Matan Torah, we figure out on our own, falls out on Shavuos. Truth is, according to the Gemara, Matan Torah did not even take place on the first day of Shavuos; it took place on the second day, according to one opinion. What the Torah dwells upon is that on Shavuos we bring to Hashem a mincha chadasha, a new meal offering of bread, shtei halechem, two loaves of wheat bread. In fact, in the Beis Hamikdash, it is the first time that the new crop of the year was used in the Beis Hamikdash. Bread. On bread, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of yachalto v'sevata to recite the blessing. And the blessing includes not just the blessing of the bread. Once we thank Hashem for the bread, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And we all know that Shavuos is the conclusion of Pesach. It is the fifth expression of the Lashonis of Geula. On Pesach, we focus on the Yotzeisi, the Yitzalti, the Goalti, the Lokachti. And when do we celebrate the fifth expression? The Hevesi. I will bring you to the land. Shavuos. Shavuos is what the Torah says, Uviyoim Habikurim. It is the beginning, it is the Zman when the farmers they bring their first fruits from Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash and they recite the Jewish history and we acknowledge that you have brought us to this very land. We bow down and we thank Hashem al Ha'aretz HaToyva Asher Nosanoch. The Yom Tov of Shavuos has everything to do with Eretz Yisrael. And it's not a coincidence that in the blessing of Noida Lecha, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. The fact is, I think one of the only blessings, the only blessing that we actually thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Even in Shemoneh Esrei, we only mention Yerushalayim. We don't have a special designated bracha for Eretz Yisrael. And Shavuos is the Yom HaBikurim of Eretz Yisrael. And Shavuos is the Zman when we bring bread. And we are re required to recite Birchas Hamozen. And in the Birchas Hamozen, we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And we mention V'al Toirascha Shelim Adetanu. We should not forget, Chazal tell us, Ein Toira Ketoiras Eretz Yisrael. The Ikka Chochma of Toira comes from Eretz Yisrael. U'zahav ha'oretz ha'hitoiva shom ha'bedoilach ve'even ha'shoyam. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael is second to none. And thus, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when we commemorate the Shtei HaLechem, and in fact, that's one of the reasons why some eat dairy, because if you eat dairy and you eat the dairy with bread, you have no choice but to eat, use another loaf of bread for the meat meal, because you're not allowed to use the same loaf of bread for dairy and meat, so there's going to automatically be a requirement that there be two breads, shtei halechem. It forces us on the Yom Tov of Shavuos to reflect upon v'al toirascha shelima detanu. When we dwell upon the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael in the bread, the combination of Shavuos being a Yom Tov where we celebrate v'hevesi, when we celebrate v'hevesi through Achilas lechem, the shtei halechem, that demands to make a blessing. And when we focus on Eretz Yisrael, we acknowledge that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is supreme. This tops us off with bracha number seven. It says in the pasuk, Sheva bayoyim hilalticha. There are many different applications of that bracha that we thank Hashem seven times. Different examples of what that means, but over here we can certainly relate it to Birchas HaTorah. We really have seven distinct blessings in which we thank Hashem, we acknowledge the Torah HaKadosh. The first three of Birchas HaShachar, Birchas HaMitzvahs, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvahs and B'Tzivanu, Birchas HaNenin, L'Harivna, the Birchas HaShevach, Asher Bochar, Bonu Mikol Ha'amim, Ahav HaRabo, Ahavas Olam, which goes together with Kriya Shema, which also is the Birchas HaTorah, as it says in Halacha, and the Bracha of Emes, which demands that the tzibur recognize you to be deserving to be called to the Torah to make that bracha. And then there's the bracha that really relates more than anything else to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Yom HaBikurim, the Hevesi, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael, the Al Torascha Shalima Adetanu. May we merit that Eretz Yisrael should be safe, secure, Avi'enu L'tzion, Berina, all of the tefillahs that we have throughout our Nusach HaTefillah. We mention Eretz Yisrael, we mention Tzion Yerushalayim, culmination of the seventh bracha. When we make the brachas on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the seven distinct blessings we should have in mind, that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is the gift of the Ribbono Shel Olam giving us the Torah HaKadosha, and in the Torah lies every possible bracha, and may this bracha come to one and all, and we should merit a Yom Tov of Simcha and Sasain, and the bracha should extend to our entire lives, family, immediately, and take with it bracha for the entire year and more forward. Thank you for coming to learn with me tonight. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Mitch. Thank everyone of here. I have the zeichet tonight. I have a live audience over here tonight. I have a special live audience, special chasher person over here. I have Yisrael Zev Lowell, comes to listen, comes to participate. Thank you, everyone. Have a good night. All the best to one and all. Good night. Thank you.